My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to break it off with his scammer, Agnes, because she has lied to him. But Agnes wants a favor from him, to accept the Lord and go back to his family. And Davin asks her flat out, is she an African scammer? So listen and enjoy.
I'm done with this. Nobody's stopping 5 months. I'm the fucking king.
But it should have ended right there. But if you want to say those things, that's okay. It's like when you call me stupid and inept. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm like, you know, I'll throw you.
You're still here.
I'll throw you. I'll throw you a fuck you. I'll break your arm. You know, something like that. I don't go, oh, okay.
That depends on the day.
Depends on the situation.
Sometimes you take your computer and go home.
But not for nothing, you know.
Why turn a little so you can kick me in the other chair?
I'm a very complex individual.
Jesus.
She goes, if you want to talk to me that way, then it's okay. You also say I'm lying. I think I fell in love with the wrong person. If you ended,
I think you did. I think it's the other guy. Then you get your stories mixed up.
We need a meeting. If you ended with is okay, I go, I think I fell in love with the wrong person. I loved you, but you lied to me. And there I throw it out. Little scrap. Yeah. I loved you. You gonna put up with this?
You.
Abusive bitch relationship. She goes, we are done now. I go, fine. If that is how you want it. She goes, that is what you want. It's a fucking real fight. I go, I loved you, but I can't take how you treat me. She goes, the priest turned you against me. But can you do me a favor?
No. Before you go.
Really?
She gave you. I am blowing your motherfucking mind.
She gave you enough for nothing.
It's done. But just before you go.
But not for nothing. Yeah.
But can you. I go, no, he did not. And the priest was your idea. What favor is that?
I know.
Can you accept Christ and try to get back with your family?
Wait, what?
If you can't be with me, then go back to them. My family hates me. Once you go, I have nothing! My life is ruined. I will just finish the deed that fate handed me and end it. The pain is too much. I am done with this world.
Oh, my God. Now it's like, oh, my God. This guy's suicidal
now.
Oh,
again?
She goes,
I remember him being suicidal last time.
She goes, I'm sorry, but when you always judge me, I feel bad. I always try to talk, but you keep talking about lies. You make me feel like a fool. I go, when all you ask me about is money, I feel bad. I want to get to know you. The money was coming. The lies made me feel like a fool. Like I was just some dope who fell for one of those low-life African scammers that I've been warned about. What? Too much?
No.
Maybe. Maybe let the cat out of the bag
a little bit.
My self-esteem is gone. I go, are you an African scammer? Be honest now. It does not matter. My life is pretty much over anyway. She goes, can we do something?
What?
I go, answer my question, then perhaps we can do something. I'm not an African scammer. So you take me for one? I go, I do not know anymore. I wanted to believe that you were real. If you are one, then I could almost pick up the pieces and try to get over this. She goes, can we start a brand new life? We are always fighting. I go, hun, are you a scammer? Just be honest. If not for me, do it for the Lord.
Wow.
If you were scammy, just come clean. I'm not doing that. You keep on talking about that. Because of the lies and the constant asking for money, if it was just one, then I never would have thought it. But when you combine two, well, it was odd, don't you think? My boy is the problem, not me. Blame the child.
Kid under the bus.
If this was a legitimate woman, right, are you a scammer? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, and
that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
She goes, you got to understand me. Are you getting my message? I go, I just did. Michael does not make you lie to me. What do you want from me? He makes me too.
That evil little bastard.
Well, I go, is Michael evil?
Did you?
Yes.
He makes me too.
Just to meet you and make a living. He is not, but is constant, asking for things he needs. It makes me feel bad. I don't want my husband's family to take him away from me. I go, I understand. I'm sorry. She goes, I'm sorry if I lie to you. Although I am in love with you and want to be with you, you got to understand our kids are most important of all. I love the way you were looking for your kid and wife. I would do the same if I was in your shoes. Okay, I just need to think, I guess. Maybe I'm paranoid. I mean, He would have to be a really terrible scammer to be scamming somebody for about 5 months and have gotten no money.
You bastard!
Come on, Joe. Give it up. Give it up, Joe. I'm taking you down this path. Give it up, Joe.
Oh, you have to be really terrible.
Essentially, just called him an asshole.
Yes, yes. And they can't go through.
You just called him an asshole. You just called him an asshole.
I certainly did.
Oh, God, this person has an ulcer. So what happens?
So you're calling me a scammer? Okay, if you want to accuse me of those things, then let's put a stop to it. I have never scammed anyone. Not at this rate.
I don't think so.
I said I was unsure, but maybe I'm just paranoid.
I could just say, are you there? Are you there? I'm just calming the fuck down. Just call me an asshole.
Really?
She goes, you keep on judging me. I'm sorry I can't talk to a man who only judges me. I go, well, you all get judged by everybody. I am not judging you. I'm trying to figure out who you are. Unfortunately, ultimately, you believe God makes the final judgment.
Ooh.
She goes, yeah, he does. If you don't want to help me, then it's okay. I've done everything for you. I go, you say that, but what have you done for me that I have not done for you? I have helped you any way I can.
Funny thing is, you haven't done anything for either of you.
No,
well, she helped with the show.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
But
give
that was
that.
An incidental.
Yeah.
It's a lot of yap, yap, yap.
And I have done the same for you, because I love you, I said. Can't we put everything behind us, she says. Maybe, I say. She goes, maybe. Right now, I can't talk to you. You have so much on your mind. Talk to me when you are ready. Good day.
You were being such a dick.
I go, that's up to you.
Good day.
I was hopeful we could get this resolved either as a couple or go our separate ways. I was hoping to be a couple, and I'm back, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
She goes, I'm hoping for that, too. But you keep hold to the past, and I don't like it. The past is not that long ago. This is stuff from a few weeks ago and stuff we based our relationship on. I can probably go forward, but if you lie to me again, I do not know what it would do to me, to you, to us.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.